This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice, featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Rishi Kumar, the Vice President, Vertical Strategies at Solix Technologies, Inc., about number crunching for your health. Mr. Kumar, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Great to join you today, Eric. Thank you for inviting me to your podcast series. My greetings to the eHealth Network listeners, and I'm just thrilled to be part of your podcast. Looks like I'm joining thought leaders, a couple thousand that you have chatted with over the last many years, and just good to be part of this series.
And we're certainly most pleased to have you with us and hearing all about Solix Technologies as well. So for starters today, surrounded by IoT devices, Fitbit, foam, measuring anything from steps to heart rate, blood sugar, blood pressure, calorie intake, patients and doctors could be in possession of very valuable data. It seems the medical profession is slow in adopting big data. Get into some of that and the reasons there for the slowness in adopting big data.
Yes, Eric, you know, crunching data can be a lot of fun, and that's exactly what we specialize in. And we jested within the company that we actually crunch data for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and every minute in between. And the kind of data that we crunch is basically numerical and also non-numerical information. We call it structured and unstructured data. That's the technical lingo that we use. And at Solix, we are actually quite thrilled with the impact that we have been able to deliver to enterprise business challenges. And primarily through our ability to understand these types of data and turn that data into informational business insights. And there are many, many use cases on our website, solix.com. But let me just talk about the crunching of data, how important it has become today. Because if you look at this, Eric, in terms of the explosion of data that we are all witnessing, about 90% of the world's data has actually been generated in the last 2 years. That's it, in the last 2 years, 90% of the data. And if you look at the healthcare industry specifically, we have about 50 petabytes of data. One petabyte is like 1,000 terabytes approximately, 50 petabytes. But guess what? In like a couple years from today, that 50 petabytes will become 25,000 petabytes. That's a lot of data. And there are so many new systems, applications, and apps been rolled out daily that are collecting even more data almost every day. But there is incredible value, though. You know, when you have all the data, if you can analyze all this data quickly and effectively, we can provide a huge impact within the healthcare industry. And I think that's the value that the healthcare industry has perceived from this data. And there are many more meaningful insights that are happening via big data technology, which is the industry word for analyzing the structured and unstructured data, the numerical and the non-numerical data. And that is exactly what Solix is doing to help our customers. Now, you know, when we are solving these problems, it's a problem when you look at specifically the healthcare industry. There are three V's, you know, when we talk in the context of that problem we are solving. It's basically volume, velocity, and variety. So like we talked about, the volume is there. There is lots of data. But with that, we also need speed of computing, because we need to process this information sometimes at real-time speeds. And if we can handle all this wide variety of data from so many different sources quickly with speed and agility, make decisions, Eric, I think we can save lives with this type of information. We can also reduce the cost of healthcare in a fairly dramatic fashion. There is a huge opportunity that this data crunching provides. Now, we can talk about in the context of a hospital. They are looking through complex variables such as lab tests, family history, diagnosis, taking into account all sorts of disparate and a wide variety of data elements from all sorts of different sources. But you know what that means, Eric? we can create proactive intervention with the patient. The value of basically taking some action and making recommendations versus inaction. Now, when we don't have the data, it's hard to basically go out and take action. Now, if you look at over the course of a patient's lifetime, there is a lot of information like blood reports, cardiogram, x-rays, surgeries information, allergies. Now, if we are able to process all this historical data and match that with the latest medical findings, we can make predictive recommendations to the patient or even make life-saving decisions while the patient is actually being operated upon. Now, that is the true value of data. When we harness the data, I think the results can be absolutely magical, and that's really what Solix is doing.
And thanks for that thorough response. Now, can patients expect to see a cohesive health report assembled with new data provided by their healthcare provider?
Eric, that is the question. You know, I think it's absolutely imminent with all this data explosion that is happening and all sorts of devices and gadgets that currently exist in the market. I believe that the healthcare system has no choice. And maybe it's not a matter of choice, but it is something that I believe that everybody in the healthcare ecosystem finds it very exciting and energizing to just be at that cusp where all sorts of data will make patient care so much easier, better, and information from all these different devices, sources, real-time analysis, recognizing patterns, it can completely revolutionize patient care. So let's, right in my city, just last night, I actually found about this, there was something in the news, a couple of millennials have actually rolled out a device, a product that can do blood analysis at home. And this device, it looks like an Amazon Alexa type product, but it will do, it will test for certain diseases like the flu, bacterial infections, and they are in the news. And these are like fairly young people who have come up with some pretty amazing solution right for the home market, priced at a very, very nominal price. What the market is seeing is many such products that are out there, you know, Fitbits, like you referenced, you know, all these different types of devices. Now, big data would be absolutely valuable to what we call it the Internet of Things, right? Because all these products, all these devices are on the Internet, these apps, they are collecting information, and there's a value in terms of harnessing this data. And the healthcare industry is essentially finding it very imperative to store, capture all this data and run a 360-degree analysis of the patient with optimal patient care recommendation. Every piece of information that is collected is relevant, is important, because from all of these things combined together, when we recognize these patterns, when we connect the dots, we can make some pretty amazing conclusions. So it's basically, to net it out, it's imminent. It's going to happen.
And I certainly believe that you're correct there. Now, what does the data crunching look like on the healthcare provider side, and how do you channel data to or for them?
Sure. So let's take a single hospital, Eric. When we look at a hospital today, there are lots of disparate systems. Now let's take the network, and we find that there is a lot more other types of systems in the network, and they all need to exchange patient-relevant information. So analyzing all these critical data from so many different sources and staging them for advanced integration type stuff, analytics, is very hard. But that's what we sort of specialize in. You know, we find that it's hard, but we have sort of mastered it, and we find that it is very, very fruitful for the healthcare industry. Now, when you look at the definition of data in healthcare, you know, we obviously had databases which were typically like Oracle or IBM and these types of databases that stored data. But now we also have like doctor's notes, we have radiologist reports, we have actually medical journal articles, which are the latest findings, and emails that are stored, CAT scan images, videos recorded, and historic data, social media data. There is lots of different types of data. And then we talked about the IoT wearable devices that we are collecting information from. We have respirators, we have blood pressure monitors. So this is a plethora of information. And what we do is we do a great job of analyzing all this information via our big data processing engine. Now, when you look at big data, here is a staggering number. So essentially, in the healthcare industry, Big data is supposedly going to save between $300 billion to $500 billion over time. Now, it's basically when we are providing that information off a patient in a concise, precise dashboard and creating some actionable insights for a healthcare provider, there is a lot of money that could be saved. And how exactly are we doing it? And here is a little bit of technology. I'm not going to drill too deep into it. But, there is oceans of data. And so what we have done with our solution, we call it a concept of a data lake. We basically ingest all these types of information, and what we do is sort of compress it down to about 80% of what that the ocean of data has. We compress it down to something called a data lake. And this is a feature of our common data platform, that it is a self-contained enterprise data hub that is basically providing robust data collection, data governance, data preparation, and with also lots of visualization capabilities, business intelligence, making it easy for the enterprise to basically discover, understand, and consume all that data, and which basically leads to better quality of healthcare services, leading to better patient outcomes, cost reduction, and things like that. So that, in a nutshell, is how we are able to channel all this data and in a fairly from a performance standpoint through and analyze these fairly quickly and provide these insights. So that's the value that Solix technology software provides.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Rishi Kumar, the Vice President and Vertical Strategies at Solix Technologies, Inc., about number crunching for your health today here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Kumar, what about healthcare providers that are already or that have already an IT infrastructure, and how does Solix deal with existing data collection systems and storage for the data play with existing systems?
Yes, Eric, I think traditionally healthcare providers, they have lots of they have ERP systems that they have deployed. They have data warehouse systems. They have been basically collecting and storing all this type of information, and these are the source data. And what we do is we model, ingest, and manage these types of data from all these usual suspects. You know, having done this since 2002, no problem is sort of something that we are not familiar with. We understand how to go out and ingest all these types of data, and we ingest it into a single Hadoop repository, and then we basically apply the Solix Common Data Platform to enable the creation of these something we call it like enterprise business records. So the beauty of this, Eric, is you can leave all these existing systems in place, you can ingest this data, and then now you can start harnessing this data. But here is the other aspect of it. You know, if there are transactional systems that only that contain data that are no longer being used for transactional purposes, they can actually be turned off. And when you turn them off, you're basically optimizing your storage, you're optimizing your licensing cost. So there is a huge impact from an operational expense perspective when we go out and adopt a Solix data collection system to go, to turn this information into business insights. And so that is really what it is. You know, we have compressed the data down to 70 to 80%, and that leads us to quickly analyze, process these types of information and provide this insight back to the enterprise, you know, to a provider, to a payer, and the healthcare ecosystem.
Now, is data-driven healthcare going to benefit patients and healthcare providers? Touch on that, if you would.
You know, Eric, that really is the story, because all this innovation that is happening, all this ability to collect data, analyze data, it's going to really help the patient out, and patient care is going to take a phenomenal leap. What the healthcare industry is looking for is magic dashboards, you know, like simple summarized information that can mine all this patient data. And like we said, there are tons and tons of information, but what the data is doing, it's basically accelerating the healthcare revolution. It's creating a system that will essentially respond better to patient needs via accurate, collated, aggregated, and meaningful data that provides information and actionable insight. So all these medical practitioners, they essentially need tools that can respond on demand to this type of information and to the needs of the patient and make recommendations by incorporating not only all the existing data, but also, like we referenced earlier, the latest medical research and things like that. So when you look at the hospital, they can also analyze their like skills mix, manpower, and match it to what their needs for the patient are. And they can have all these types of dashboards. When you look at the government mandates that have been rolled out over the last few years, it's a performance mandate. Essentially, every single healthcare provider that works in the government framework is now going to be rated based upon how they are providing these services, how efficient they are, and the value that it's providing to patient. So the value of data has become much more important and relevant. And that's where we are going. And it always comes back to the patient. When we have these things in place, when we have regulations in place, when we have data in place, where we have information, actionable insights in place, this will ultimately impact the patient, and healthcare will become so much of a much more efficient field than where we are today.
Well, it certainly has been informative, Mr. Kumar, and we can't thank you enough for your time today. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip on today's topic?
Yes, Eric. You know, I think I've been doing a lot of talking, but essentially the story is very simple. The healthcare disruption, the revolution, and the evolution is imminent, and we are observing a lot of innovation happening around us, whether we are like medical practitioners or whether we are patient. And all these different options are going to essentially revolutionize patient care, and it will tremendously reduce the cost of healthcare. You know, we have seen over the last few years the cost of healthcare seemingly going up, but applying big data, applying analytics will lead to a healthier world. And at Solix, we are basically very excited to change the world, define a better tomorrow for the healthcare ecosystem with our technology offering, and we are just tremendously excited about the future possibilities.
And thanks for that final word. In conclusion, where can listeners get all the details on Solix Technologies, and how could listeners be in touch accordingly?
Yes, our website is solix.com, and we are located out here in the heart of Silicon Valley with offices in the United Kingdom, Australia, India, and Dubai. And we specialize in data. We turn data into information, into business insights that create efficiencies. Gartner has actually recognized us by placing us in the leadership quadrant, and we have lots of customers that have harnessed the benefit. Eric, we are not in the information age anymore. We are actually in the information management age, and that is what Solix seeks to do with healthcare, working with payers, providers, pharmas, and medical equipment companies. So it's a great story that is playing out, and we are very happy to be part of that, Eric.
Well, Mr. Kumar, it's certainly been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. We really did appreciate it.
Thanks, Eric. Enjoy the day.
We've been speaking with Mr. Rishi Kumar, the Vice President, Vertical Strategies at Solix Technologies, Inc., about number crunching for your health today on today's episode. And for more information, visit Solix.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.